During the week of March 11th, the waxing crescent moon makes its appearance in the west after sunset. The term waxing refers to the growing illumination of the moon each night, since more of the sunlit surface is facing us. But when the moon looks like a thin crescent, there's another feature to look for. It's called earthshine. If you look carefully at the shadowed side of the moon, it seems to have a subtle grayish glow to it, as if the night side of the moon is faintly lit. The luminescence seems to fade as the crescent moon grows larger each night. This faint radiance is called earthshine because it comes from the sunlight reflected from Earth onto the nighttime side of the moon and back again. If you were standing on the moon at this time, the Earth would appear almost full and four times larger than the moon. All this bright Earth light serves to dimly illuminate the unlit side of the moon. But watch closely, because it only lasts for the first few days of the waxing crescent moon when the sliver is thin. Beginning March 12th, watch for the slim crescent moon low in the west at twilight. Be sure and find a view of the western horizon that is unobstructed by trees or buildings. The crescent moon will assume a higher position in the west each night. Early in the evening of March 13th, the crescent and bright earthshine appears just right of the planet Jupiter, making for an excellent photo opportunity. On the 14th, look for the wider crescent just below the beautiful little Pleiades star cluster. By March 15th, the earthshine will have faded as the crescent grows larger, appearing up and right of the bright orange star Aldebaran. With the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City, I'm Mike Murray.